We have the custom that when we come on Shabbos, we read in the Torah. And when a person is called up to the Torah, he holds on to the Atzichaim. He holds on to the handles of the Torah. During the Torah reading, he holds on to the Torah. And the source for this is the Gemara that tells us that the great people of Jerusalem would leave their homes and they'd hold on to their lulav. They'd always be holding on to a mitzvah. So when it was Sukkot's time, they'd hold on to their lulav and esrog until it was their turn to read in the Torah. Then they'd put down the lulav and esrog to hold on to the Torah. So from here we see you're supposed to hold on to the Torah. There's a discussion about whether one is supposed to hold on to the Torah with his bare hands. We say you're not supposed to touch the klaf with your bare hands. The question is, does that apply also to the atzichayim, to the handles of the Torah? And what's generally accepted is that the atzichayim one may hold on to with one's bare hands, just like you see most people do. There is an opinion that says even the atzichayim, even the handles of the Torah shouldn't be held with one's bare hands. So if you see someone who places the talis between his hand and the atzichayim, you'll know where he's coming from. But you see that people don't do it and you have nothing to worry about. You could hold on to the handles of the Sefer Torah directly, and a person shouldn't try to be extra pious on this at the risk of dropping the Torah if he's doing Hagbar Glila. It's ridiculous. And also when you're reading with the Baal Kori, it could be ridiculous because you have to turn the Sefer Torah. It's especially ridiculous because you've never learned these halachos, so you're just encountering the concept that such halacha exists, and you see that the whole world does hold on to the Atzichaim, so you don't have to do any different than the whole world. So bottom line, every person could hold on to the Atzichaim. If you have to move the klaf when you're doing glila or something like that, if you have to move the scroll itself, the parchment, that we don't touch directly with our hand, but rather we lift with the talis, we touch it with something else, if only we could. If you have to, you could also touch it. But if you could, what we do is we take it with our talis. Shabbat Shalom.